I am to blame for what I say and you are for what you hear. So with that being said, I suppose the coast is clear, and perhaps you are not one of the few who oppose the end is near, so do you really think about the clothes you wear? Just look amongst your friends and think about how close they were when you couldn't take a picture just to post and share to get likes or comments from those who boast that they were so near they fell in love with you at first sight. But the truth is, in those clothes, everyone will fall in love with you at first sight because your back drops as you walk. Bum shorts and crop tops exposing bellies, cleavages, camel toe in jeggings and back shots posing crazy, and images with lips pouted, tongue out and legs positioned like the letter K just for selfies, jeans tattered at a tie with heels that long, pictures with captions that don't match or even spelled wrong like "everything will be okay" was what I home today, so I took this pic with bae. God is good or worse with an angel emoji. It's sinful if you don't see. Sometimes it even comes with a memory verse. It's not efficient, you have to live it, cause romance is all you're calling for since you're single and lonely, but it's simple if only you know your worth. And before I get angry first, let me take this slowly. You wake up, you make up, you look in the mirror twice to be convinced you're looking nice, to impress a couple of guys who do high fives when they lay with you and go for the next ride. So you break up and take up a new you, when you only wear something long once in the blue moon. You're not careless, no fear after all the hearsays, how over the years respect is most given to the best dressed among your age mates, but rather you honor the pace it clears as you walk in a bold way, how amongst your peers the talk is about you all day. Men, they troop in, so you feel loved by many. You tell yourself the clothes I wear don't define me, I don't give a damn how people or the society perceives me, it's a new trend. Culture is dynamic, and if need be, some things should change as some things end. I wear, they watch, is their problem and not mine. Just like a mirage on the horizon of a desert to a thirsty nomad, you're being defined from a distance, which is wrong. But your search for the right guy is like a mirage in a desert to a thirsty nomad. You're hoping for something that isn't there, or long gone. Dressing hot to keep a relationship is really wrong. Cause remember, nothing hot can be held for long. Ironic, you walk around thinking you're looking hot when you have all eyes on you. To be admired or seen, it all lies on you. Always, when getting a dress, all you look out for is something short. So when getting addressed, you always expect your parents to say something short. I get it, I'm old school, no fashion sense, so my views don't count. But there's no proof that decency was different then than it is now. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying don't love yourself, don't look good, wear long skirts that looks like the cape of superheroes, covering every part of your body like the nuns do. But before you wear them, are they something you would want your daughter or son to wear? Or will you be comfortable in it if the one you respect so much happens to stare? Your clothes should speak well of you. They shouldn't brag, where they show off more than we want to see, making men wish their eyes had hands, just so their eyes won't be the only thing pleased. You will never have a second chance to make a first impression. So dress well, so you get addressed well. A few things I can mention. Yours faithfully, your mother.